This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not for the first time on this program, and now that I think about it, actually, not for the first time this week, we begin with a macroeconomic... Wait, what? A new report from the Census Bureau today, the American Community Survey, it's called, ACS in the vernacular, shows that the gap between rich and poor in this country is the biggest it's been since the Census Bureau started keeping track of it more than 50 years ago. The wait, what part comes when I remind you that the American economy is in the longest expansion it's ever had and that unemployment is near record lows. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with the what gives.
There's not just one thing pushing the wealth gap wider and wider. It's a mix of taxes, the stock market, even demographics. Let's start with taxes. The 2017 tax overhaul had big cuts for top earners and business owners. It lowered corporate taxes, too. University of Florida economist Hector Sandoval says companies passed on the money they saved to shareholders.
This is just benefiting a lot of people already wealthy.
The middle class got a tax break, too, but not as big. Wages are rising, but not as much as they normally do during an economic expansion. And Sandoval says about 80% of U.S. households get most of their income from a paycheck. Only about half of American households own stock. And Arlok Sherman at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says the return on investments can be higher than wage growth. So
you can make more money if you're an investor than if you're an ordinary working person.
And here's the demographic part. Those investments, like stocks, but also houses, are concentrated among baby boomers. Donna Ginther, an economist at the University of Kansas, says the boomers' kids, the millennials, aren't so lucky.
Our millennials have debt. They haven't reached peak earnings potential. So that would, again, generate more inequality.
Ginther says that should start to change over the next decade and might help shrink the wealth gap a bit, but we'll need more fundamental change to close it. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.